Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The MBTA needs to do much more to improve safety throughout its system. That, according to a scathing report from an independent panel following a five-month investigation into the agency. The probe was prompted by a series of derailments and other mishaps on the T. WBUR's Steve Brown has more on the report.
In addressing the T's Fiscal and Management Control Board report, co-author, former U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, tried to soften the blow of its findings.
The T is safe, and it bears repeating, the T is safe, but the T could be safer.
LaHood, along with a pair of other out-of-state transit experts, were hired in June after a red line derailment knocked out critical signaling equipment, causing severe delays which wound up lasting all summer. The panel's report concluded the T's approach to safety is questionable, which results in safety culture concerns. It went on to say in almost every area examined, deficiencies in policy, application of safety standards or industry best practices, and accountability were apparent. The panel offered up 34 recommendations to improve safety. MBTA General Manager Steve Poftak says the report is helping them understand they need to do a better job on required preventative maintenance.
We are also in the process of ensuring that we have enough resources in place to not only do preventive maintenance, but all the other work that the system demands. We have already initiated an aggressive hiring campaign. We plan to add 200 positions in engineering and maintenance. We've already added 70, and that work will be ongoing.
Governor Baker said the administration plans to file legislation that will allow them to speed up hiring at the T. As the report indicated, more employees are needed to ensure the system's safety. The governor urged the legislature to pass a supplemental budget that contains $50 million that would go toward T operations. He wouldn't say if the T needs increased revenues from the state.
Well, the T gets additional revenue every year from the legislature through the increase that comes with the increase in the sales tax, which is its primary source of funding. We'll spend a bunch of time talking to the T about this and about these recommendations, and if we think they need additional resources, we'll factor it in.
For some stakeholders, the report does not come as a surprise. President-elect of the MBTA Carmen's Union, Jim Evers, issued a statement saying the union has raised concerns related to MBTA safety for years, both publicly and behind closed doors, about insufficient staffing, deficiencies in leadership, and prioritizing cost savings at the expense of safety. He added the union's concerns have consistently been ignored by MBTA management. After the release of the safety report, administration and T officials are vowing to be more mindful of the system's safety needs. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.